This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Israeli military says it has rescued two hostages from captivity in the Gaza Strip. It identified them as Fernando Simon Marmon and Louis Har. It says both men were kidnapped by Hamas militants from kibbutz in the October 7th cross-border attack. Rescue took place early Monday in the southern border town of Rafah in a raid that killed at least seven people, according to Palestinian officials. The army says both men are in good condition. Israel says around 100 hostages remain in Hamas captivity, as well as the remains of about 30 others. The death toll from a massive landslide that hit a gold mining village in the southern Philippines has risen to 54, with 63 people still missing. The landslide hit the mountain village in the province on Tuesday night after weeks of torrential rains. The provincial government said that in a Facebook post on Sunday that 54 bodies had been retrieved. It said 32 residents survived with injuries, but 63 remained missing. Officials have said among those missing were gold miners waiting in two buses to be driven home when the landslide struck and buried them. More than 1,100 families have been moved to evacuation centers for their safety. NATO's leader is warning that Donald Trump is putting the safety of U.S. troops and their allies at risk. The alliance's Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg issued a statement Sunday after the Republican presidential frontrunner said Russia should be able to do whatever the hell they want to alliance members who don't meet their defense spending targets. Stoltenberg said the 31 allies are committed to defending each other's. Trump's remarks caused deep concern in Poland, which has been under Russian control more often than not since the end of the 18th century. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Ukrainian officials say that Russian forces launched 45 drones over Ukraine in a five-and-a-half-hour barrage. The Ukrainian Air Force said it shot down 40 of the Iranian-made drones over nine different regions, including on the outskirts of the capital. The strike comes as President Volodymyr Zelensky continues his reshuffle of Ukraine's war cabinet after naming a colonel as the country's new military chief Thursday. He appointed a lieutenant general as the new commander of Ukraine's ground forces, with Kyiv trying to maintain momentum against attacking Russian forces as the war enters its third year. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has been hospitalized again following symptoms pointing to an emergent bladder issue. In a statement, the Pentagon said that Austin was transported by a security detail to Walter Reed National Military Medical Center around 2:20 Sunday afternoon. Austin has now transferred authorities to the Deputy Secretary of Defense, Kathleen Hicks, and remains in the hospital. Austin was diagnosed with prostate cancer in December and continues to deal with complications from his treatment. Police say a woman in a trench coat opened fire with a long gun inside celebrity pastor Joel Osteen's Texas megachurch before being gunned down by two off-duty officers who confronted her. The afternoon shooting at the Houston megachurch sent worshippers scrambling out of the building between busy Sunday services. Authorities say the woman was dead and a five-year-old boy with her was critically wounded by gunfire. They also say a 57-year-old man was wounded. Houston police chief praised the officers for their quick actions. Osteen says the shooting could have been much worse if it had happened during the larger 11 a.m. service. Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, and the Kansas City Chiefs are back-to-back Super Bowl champions. Mahomes threw a three-yard touchdown pass with 3 seconds left in overtime, and the Chiefs rallied to beat the San Francisco 49ers 25-22 on Sunday in the second overtime game in Super Bowl history, becoming the first repeat champs in 19 years and ninth overall. With pop star Taylor Swift watching boyfriend Kelce from a suite, the Chiefs captured their third Super Bowl title in 5 years and firmly established themselves as a dynasty. Recapping our top story, the Israeli military says it has rescued two hostages from captivity in the Gaza Strip. It identified them as Fernando Simon Marmon and Louis Har, and says both men were kidnapped by Hamas militants from a kibbutz in the October 7th cross-border attack that occurred. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.